and it's quite true, and I'm sorry, Nick, you're hanging on. Dan, how about this? You would have read of it in today's paper, right? She's gone, fessed up, saying, despite all the, you know, broadsides, which I intend to continue doing now, because it's good to have a bait noir and a nemesis.
Yeah.
So, for both ways. So I shall...
For God's sake, don't take us all down with you, though.
No, no, certainly not, but I shall...
Now, we're volunteers, man.
I shall certainly always... I think this is quite a good tech, and I'm not going to get over this easily, and I shall thunder against it all the way through while supporting England, but nevertheless, I think a lot of people like that. However, I did have a little devil on my... A little angel, perhaps, on my ear all the week, while I was saying the man's a whey-faced sap.
Weasel.
He's a weasel in the pan.
And your weasel.
He's in the pay of the FA.
And the Germans.
Did I use that line last night? The German paymasters. He's got all that going on.
He is in the pay of the FA. That's exactly right.
Yeah. So, but a little voice was in my ear all the time saying, you humbug. You two-face. You're the weasel. You're a liar. You are. Because when I was 13, I dropped two very good friends from my school team because these two other kids were going to beat me up if I didn't. That's quite true. It's in today's times. Oh, there's too late to go and buy it now. Absolutely true. I was the school captain, but Mark Jeffers was the vice captain. Mark Jeffers was the best fighter in our school. And we used to pick the team every Tuesday and put it up in the hall for the Wednesday, and you got the last two lessons off. Mark Jeffries broke his arm. The semi-finals were coming. You got the whole afternoon for the semi-finals to travel to it. We were unsupervised travelling, but we met Mr. Butterfield when we got there. And I said to Mr. Butterfield, Mark's away, sir. Who should I pick to be vice captain? You can do it on your own. There's no such, you know, vice captain. Don't worry about that. You pick it. As soon as word got out, Jeffries isn't around anymore. Baker's protection's gone. He's gone to the mattresses. They all swamped in. And I've got to say that Junior Coombs...
And not Asprofender.
No, Asprofender was too good. He was in the squad. He was in the team anyway. Junior Coombs and Robert Hall came up to me amongst about seven or eight others and said, "Oi, Baker, put us in your team this week." And I dropped my very good friends, John Howe and Bernard Sibley, and they could not bring themselves to speak to me. I said, "What could I do?" As soon as we got outside to go to the bus stop to go up that half day, Junior Coombs and Robert Hall legged it towards the Deptford Odeon, where I understand they watched Dr. Terror's House of Horrors. And we actually lost that game 2-1. Yeah, and I did. They legged it, and I have dropped very good friends for reasons other than the interest of the squad. So
it was
I'm declaring that interest. It wasn't fitness. It was pure fear. They were not going to let go of my hair until I said I would do it. Which explains a lot. Exactly what happened.